This is JIS News. Coming up, more health workers to be deployed to Sangster International, fines to be increased for illegal quarrying, and local manufacturers asked to ensure their products meet international safety standards. Details after the break.
There are adequate supplies of paracetamol to treat the chikungunya virus in Jamaica's public health system. The medication is available free of cost. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health is to increase the number of health personnel stationed at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay, St. James, as part of the national Ebola response. Minister of Health Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the number will be increased from 16 to 22 starting next week. There are currently 13 public health inspectors, two public health nurses, and an epidemiology clerk at the airport. Dr. Ferguson is assuring that every effort will be made to reduce the inconvenience to travelers while screening is done for various illnesses, including the Ebola virus disease.
While we know that there will be a little inconvenience with our visitors and returning residents, we don't want it to become a problem, a great irritant. There's going to be an attempt to speak with airlines to see if messages can be run on their screen to ensure that there is clear visibility and heightened response relative to the threat of Ebola.
The health minister was speaking after a tour of the airport on Thursday. Meanwhile, Ebola preparedness efforts at Sangster International have been strengthened with the handing over of two new handheld thermal sensors and three personal protective equipment gowns to health officials at the airport. The equipment was handed over after a tour of the airport by Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson and a delegation from the ministry on Thursday. Dr. Ferguson says additional measures are being explored to help minimize the risk of transmission of infectious diseases through airports.
We are also working on, from the ministry's perspective, a form that is going to the airlines to be used on flight, just like the immigration form, asking specific questions. We also expect that in due course that the immigration persons will be able to tap in and begin to pick up on passengers coming from anywhere across the globe.
The Quarries Control Amendment Act, which seeks to improve the management of quarries in Jamaica and increase fines for illicit quarrying, was passed recently in the House of Representatives. In piloting the legislation, Mining Minister Philip Paulwell said an increase in illicit quarrying has fueled the need for more effective regulation of the industry. He says the principal act is being amended to provide more realistic penalties for breaches. The fine for operating a quarry without a license has been increased from $30,000 to a maximum $1 million and from $50,000 to a maximum $2 million for a second or subsequent offense.
The rationale for the increase is to provide an effective deterrent in recognition of the fact that the fine is over 20 years old, as well as the fact that illicit quarrying has been a cover for various types of other illicit activities in Jamaica.
The amendments also increase the penalties for illicit extraction of quarry material or quarry mineral by the use of motorized equipment such as extractors and drag lines. And local food manufacturers are being urged to take steps to ensure their products meet international safety standards. This appeal from Junior Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Sharon Folks-Abrahams as she addressed a cottage industry workshop at the Wexford Hotel in Montego Bay Thursday. The workshop was organized by the National Agricultural Health and Food Safety Committee as part of activities to mark Food Safety Week, October 22 to 30. Mrs. Folks-Abrahams said adherence to standards and best practices is critical in ensuring that food items are safe and reliable and can compete internationally.
Failure to adhere to food safety regulation and practices could indeed be fatal. The matter of food safety is a serious business. It must be taken very seriously, and there must be strict adherence and enforcement of standards. Otherwise, we cannot compete either in Jamaica or in the world.
The workshop, sponsored by the Inter-American Development Bank, was staged under the theme Safe Foods, the Gateway to Health and Wealth. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.